Avedine and L3 will have their day in court. Does a new 4 years mean a new ride? And 365, 24/7 in space. This is Aero News for Tuesday, November 27th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Finally, a U.S. District Court has set the date for a jury trial in a long-standing patent dispute between Avedine and L3 Communications Avionics Systems, Inc. Trial is scheduled to begin in February 2013. The lawsuit began back in 2005 after L3 charged Avedine with patent infringement based on sales of its early model EXP-5000 primary flight displays that are part of Avedine's Integra integrated flight deck system for general aviation aircraft. L3 had a development program for a competing integrated flight deck system for general aviation aircraft known as SmartDeck. SmartDeck was not completed and did not receive FAA approval, though, until 2008, several years after the period in question, and was never adopted by any aircraft manufacturer. L3 originally sought damages based on the profits from sales of SmartDeck it allegedly would have received if the system had been available commercially at the time in 2004 and 5. In a ruling issued by the court in Boston in March 2012, however, L3's damage claim for lost profits was summarily denied. Now, the patent infringement suit will go forward. The Integra sales involved in the suit took place between late 2004 and mid-2005, and L3's infringement claim is limited only to those sales. Avedine's Integra system was revised in mid-2005, and none of Avedine's later Integra models, including the latest Release 9, are implicated in the lawsuit. Avedine denies that its early version Integra PFD ever infringed on L3's patent and also alleges that L3's patent is simply invalid. It's one of the great one-liners in the 1995 movie The American President. An Oval Office conversation is interrupted by a landing helo, a Marine One, and lobbyist Annette Bening asks President Michael Douglas, "What was that?" To which Douglas replies, "That's my ride." Now it appears that Barack Obama, fresh off re-election, is soon to get a new ride of his own. The U.S. Navy has released a draft request for proposal, beginning once again the process of replacing the helicopters which transport the president under the call sign Marine One. The RFP is the first step in the process of acquiring an aircraft to replace the aging fleet of VH-60N Nighthawks and VH-3D Sea Kings, both produced by Sikorsky. According to the Navy draft RFP document, the baseline aircraft from which the VXX will be derived should be certified by the FAA, a recognized civil airworthiness authority with bilateral agreement with the FAA, United States Military Airworthiness Certification Authority, or possess at least a clear, imminent path to such certification if and when any proposals are submitted in response to a formal solicitation. Defense News reports Sikorsky reportedly plans to propose an aircraft built around the S-92 airframe. Boeing could get into the competition with an aircraft based on the H-47 Chinook, while Augusta Westland plans to partner with Northrop Grumman to reoffer an aircraft based on the AW-101. The final RFP is expected to be released in March of next year, with the contract award projected to come about a year later. The 2013 Pentagon budget includes about $1.85 billion for the program. NASA, the Russian Federal Space Agency, Roscosmos, and their international partners have selected two veteran spacefarers for a one-year mission aboard the International Space Station beginning in 2015. The two chosen are both veteran spacefarers. NASA has selected Scott Kelly, and Roscosmos has chosen Mikhail Korniakov. The pair will launch aboard a Russian Soyuz spacecraft from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan in spring 2015 and will land again in Kazakhstan in spring 2016. Kelly has logged more than 180 days in space, and Korniakov has logged more than 176 days. The goal of the year-long expedition aboard the orbiting laboratory is to better understand how the human body reacts and adapts to the harsh environment of space. Data from the 12-month expedition will help clarify current assessments of crew performance and health and will help in the development of countermeasures to reduce the risk associated with future exploration as NASA plans for extended space missions. It's an old slang that there is no honor among thieves, and shamefully, that certainly seems true in this story. The program director for an organization in Great Bend, Kansas, which raised money to fly World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit the World War II Memorial, has been arrested and charged with two counts of theft by deception. LaVita Miller is accused of taking about $110,000 from Central Prairie Honor Flights. The Associated Press reports that the group raised over $1.1 million for the flights, but the flights were stopped this year after the money was discovered to be missing. Miller had started administering the program in April 2009 and became the program manager in April 2011. About the time the flights were canceled, the National Honor Flight Network severed its relationship with Central Prairie Honor Flights, saying there were issues with reports being filed late and even one veteran being injured on a trip. The group which oversaw the nonprofit shuttered the program in July and fired Miller because it could no longer pay her annual $22,000 salary. That's when the investigation began, which turned up evidence of direct deposits into Miller's personal bank account. Miller is currently free on bond. When Aero News continues, this is not your father's race to the moon. I think I can fly. I think I can fly. And finally, your chance to buy a bit of aviation and cinema history.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, November 27th. I'm Glenn Moyer. You know, it's long been said that two heads are better than one. So it may come as no surprise that two teams that had been competitors for the $30 million Google Lunar X Prize have now joined forces in their pursuit of that big payday. Odyssey Moon, the first team entrant in the Google Lunar X Prize, is joining SpaceIL, creating the most significant international teaming deal in the private $30 million race to the moon. Together, the alliance formed under Team SpaceIL will compete in the competition and, according to many, is now the most likely team to succeed in this dramatic race to the moon. Odyssey Moon advisor Michael Potter commented, quote, "This team has a tremendously high probability of achieving one of the greatest space challenges in our time, the landing of a private, non-governmental lander on the moon. This will probably be one of the largest media events of 2015. End quote. At the risk of overdoing my movie references today, the 1982 military sci-fi flick Firefox starred Clint Eastwood, who was tasked with stealing a new high-tech Russian jet. The aircraft was so high-tech, the pilot had only to think a command for it to happen. But he had to think in Russian. Fortunately, there is no such language barrier with the newest internet wonder, the Orbit. Orbit is an RC helicopter that is controlled by an operator wearing an EEG headset, and it's making some waves on the internet this holiday shopping season. To control the globe-shaped aircraft, the pilot wears a special electroencephalography, or EEG, headset that converts brain waves to commands. As the operator concentrates, the aircraft will climb. As he or she mentally relaxes, it descends. CNN reports that currently up and down are the only commands that the aircraft recognizes. So while your kids won't be able to chase the cat around the house using only their brains with the Orbit anytime soon, Puzzlebox, the company behind the Orbit, plans to have the aircraft in mass production by the end of this month. If we had an orchestra, and we don't, but if we did, this is where we'd cue up the stirring theme music from the 1985 Oscar-winning movie Out of Africa. Yes, I know, one more movie reference. But this one is to announce the proposed auction of one of the stars of the movie, a 1929 American Moth Corporation de Havilland 60 GMW Gypsy Moth. This is the aircraft that was flown in the movie by the character played by Robert Redford. The airplane is offered in excellent condition with a permit to fly. It still wears its yellow and black livery and registration GAAMY in homage to pioneering English aviatrix Amy Johnson. The DH-60 Gypsy Moth has a 30-foot wingspan and is capable of a maximum speed of 105 miles per hour. The Gypsy Moth will be among the lots on offer at the Bonhomme's sale at the Grand Palais in Paris, February 6th and 7th, 2013. Bidding, in case you're interested, is expected to be in excess of $180,000. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.